The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Roll sound, please. Roll sound.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. No Lance today. John, Dell, and Harrison. The hipster lumberjack in studio here. Well, he's in the booth while Dell and I are in studio. You got Lance's chair today. You feel like a big cheese now, don't you?
No. In fact, sitting in Lance's chair really kind of demeans what I do for a living, to be honest with you. Because Lance just sits here and types. I do a lot of stuff back there. Lance doesn't do anything but type and text Chris Ballard lovingly.
Well, there is that, but we won't hear you type nearly as loud as Lance does.
No, because apparently he has the NFL gave him the loudest keyboard on the face of the earth as part of his laptop.
I think it's those
sausage fingers.
Yeah, the hammers for fingers that he has. Now, you know, what you do back there and its importance. Slow down.
I didn't say okay, it's okay. I didn't say it was important.
Jose can do your job.
I didn't say it was important. Okay? I just said there's a lot of stuff.
If Jose can do anybody's job, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, but you can't do mine or Jose's job.
No, I can't. No. Because there's a care factor.
No, you.
There's a want factor.
There's a talent factor, actually.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a want.
There's a lack of the dexterity factor. Well.
It's awfully difficult to push that button that on.
Hey, John, for just 2 minutes, if Lance had a live and I just took a step back and had you run a break, could you do it?
Hells no.
All right, then.
So, you know why?
A lack of.
Because I don't go in that room because it's stinky in there.
You can't.
We've had a lot of stinky people over the years.
It could be a new room, a new board and everything, and it'd be.
Have you ever smelled Tyler, the producer?
No, I don't.
He's stinky.
I don't smell
dudes. He doesn't shower.
I don't smell dudes. But if you walk in there and someone, hey, John, you take us a break.
No.
The whole time.
No, I wouldn't do that at all. I'd go, no, because I don't want to.
That would be,
I don't care if we're on the air or not.
That'd be the sound your brain would be making as you try to figure out how to get it done. So, yeah, I don't. What Lance does, whatever. I don't know what you're laughing at. I'm talking about you, too. The same thing.
Here's the deal. I had to call in to Jerome and AJ yesterday into the afternoon show. Fred's on vacation.
You're getting triggered by. Not even
my God.
It's not even the full blitz.
It's worse than a beer snob is a playoff snob, is a college football playoff snob. I want you to tell me, okay? They're like, well, if you have two, they should only have three teams in the playoffs this year because there's three undefeated teams. If you lost, then you're not worthy. Oh, really?
What? The playoffs have
That's only honestly what they said.
The playoffs in its history, I think they've only had one undefeated team at most in all the playoffs. Before this, like in terms of
No, there should. Well, to them, if you lose it, so yeah, if you end up, that it should be like the Premier League, right?
Apparently,
no playoff. We don't need it.
That's what they're looking for.
Because one team ended up undefeated and the rest had a loss, so that's all we needed. And it's like, well, they couldn't beat Alabama. Well, then just give Alabama the national championship every year because they recruit and they have better players than everybody. Just give them – why even play off? Why even have anybody play against Alabama because they have the best players? Because nobody else – Washington, as the Pac-12 champion, would have absolutely zero chance of beating Alabama, so why waste our time? You mean like the sixth seed in the NCAA tournament or the sixth seed in the NFL tournament?
Or the
how they win?
Or this, even the 16th seed in the NCAA tournament beating the one.
Beating the
year.
One. Well, there's no, what's the sense?
Because, why did they play that game, John?
Well, but that's happened once. And that was a, oh, well, when did a sixth seed? Oh, and, you know, Utah beating Alabama or Boise beating Oklahoma or and on and on and on. I'm like, dudes, this happens. It happens. You know why the NCAA tournament is so great? It's because we got upsets. It's because teams that we didn't think could win, win.
And the funny, I mean, Alabama is a freak unto itself, but let's be clear. Like, we saw Tua's been, I won't say injury prone, but he's been nicked up. And if they didn't have one of their all-time winners behind them, first of all, they're not even, they're probably in because they had built up so much of a resume beforehand. But say Tua went down in a game and you don't have Jalen Hurts. You mean to tell me Alabama's no longer beatable? All it takes is one ankle injury.
Yeah.
So, and I get it, Jalen Hurts is there, so it might be a little different. But in other years when Alabama doesn't have, like say next year when Jalen Hurts is probably gone and playing someplace else, if they have the same thought process, one injury to Tua, and it changes the complexion of the entire playoff. But we shouldn't have those other teams there because, well, Alabama's too good, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's the reasoning. What's the sense of having of these teams playing? Really? Really? What's the sense? What's the sense of the Ravens getting into the – or what about when the Steelers went from the sixth seed to win the Super Bowl? I mean, this happens. It happens. So why would we not – and name another sport. Name any sport anywhere, including football, in high school, Division III, II, FCS, every single – NFL, every single sport can do a playoff – with at least 16 teams. The FCS this year has 24 teams in their playoff. They're getting along just fine. It's everybody's playing. How many the high school season isn't even over yet?
No.
I mean, and how many games
some
are there
states, I don't know about Texas, but Florida, I know Florida finished last week. But yeah, they play those teams
they're
play
still
quite
playing.
A bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, really we can't get this done because it's worth really I mean, to me, it's a silly argument.
And their argument is they want less football?
Yeah, I guess that's the argument.
That's an odd why you couldn't, well, you can't.
Well, you're not worthy. In what other sport? Like, my argument was there's 32 teams in the NFL. There are 12 playoff teams. There are 125 teams in college football. Four playoff teams? And, oh, by the way, one team has won 24 straight games, and they can't get in the playoff.
They can't even get a shot.
In what sport? Name a sport in college that a small school can't win a national championship. There's one. College football.
It's at the highest level. I mean, baseball, didn't Coastal Carolina? Now, the baseball distribution of scholarships is different, and it brings
11,
on more 11. Parity.
7.
Yeah, it brings on more parity, but the Chanticleers have won a national title. Didn't they go into LSU? Was it them that went into LSU, one of the toughest environments in all college baseball, and smack around LSU?
The toughest.
Yeah.
I mean, by far, they double everybody else in attendance. I mean, it's just silly. It's just silly that you wouldn't want a national playoff that actually means something. As opposed to this, it really, honestly, it doesn't tell me who's the best team. This doesn't tell me who's the best team. It tells me, and here's the deal. When we had a BCS and just two teams, well, look at the SEC. It's the best because it won seven national titles in a row. You know why it won seven national titles in a row? Because a team was there every year. And one year, it was two teams from. Are you telling me that out of 125 teams, the best two teams came from the same conference, and that's how we decided our national champion? The SEC was there every year because it's so highly regarded. So all they had to do was win one game. One game to win the national championship because they were there. All the other conferences are looking and going, really? I don't even have a chance to play in this thing, but the SEC has a chance every year because it's so. Now, do they have better players in the SEC? Yes. I mean, that's proven by the NFL draft every year. But the fact that other that you don't give anybody else a chance just strengthens the SEC even more. It perpetuates itself.
And when they play themselves, and oh, it's a top 20 matchup because they were they appear to be top 20 teams, and it's more subjective now because there aren't the numbers, there isn't the math. So if the committee comes into the year thinking, well, Auburn's pretty good. So when LSU destroys Auburn, that makes us think LSU's really good. Right. You know what? Auburn turned out to be 7-5.
Yeah.
But you know what? LSU beat them really badly, so we think LSU's good. Then when Alabama takes out LSU, who because they have to be good because they beat Auburn 29-0, then Auburn, then Alabama must be the best team on the face of the planet.
Right.
Well, it just perpetuates. Everything does. Now, I'm not going to knock Alabama. They're a really good team. They should, if it goes the way we expect, they're going to win a national title. But it doesn't always go the way we expect.
No. Let's get Tony in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Tony, how you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. I was listening to the show last night when you called in, and I just want to say I really appreciate you putting AJ and Jerome in a body bag regarding this argument. I don't think the system's fair at all. I mean, I happen to be an LSU fan. I just get sick of the Alabama dominance every year, and Oklahoma has put up a fight against them. Utah has. I know you brought up this argument before, but how can UCF, schools like UCF, ever get a chance if they're just snubbed every year? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, give them a shot. Give them a shot. I mean, and here's the deal too. Those Tone, I appreciate it because you know my son has played at a smaller school that there's no chance that Rice ever gets a chance at out of Conference USA. There's absolutely no chance. I mean, if the American, which is considered the best of the group of five, can't get a chance, I don't care how Tulane went undefeated, they couldn't get a chance. You're never, ever, ever, there are schools that will never, ever get a chance. Those kids work just as hard. And they put in all of that same time that Alabama does. They put in all of those hours and year after year after year, those coaches do as well, which is why all the good coaches leave the group of five because they don't have they want to get up to the bigger time schools so that they have a chance to compete for a national championship. Those kids work their ass off as well. In college basketball, every guy that goes out, every guy that's working in the offseason knows that they have a chance. They may be the crappiest school in the crappiest division, but they get a couple of players, and they could win that, and they could win their conference tournament, and they could go to the NCAA tournament. So they've got something that they can work. There's nothing, and it's the only sport that there's nothing to work for. Nothing to work for
almost every team in the sport at the highest level. You know going in. Now, coaches do what they have to do. They motivate the teams to go win a conference title. But you know, most teams know, and it's not even just most teams in the lower divisions. I mean, not lower or lesser thought of conferences. It's most teams in the Power Five conferences. You know, you don't have a shot to compete to be the best team in your sport. You just know going in. Now you hope to have a great year, and you go in every game thinking, okay, we may have a shot to win. But realistically, you know, unless we have a remarkable season where we're perfect, we don't have a shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't Auburn beat Washington this year? Yeah. Teams beat teams all the time. Is Washington won their conference? Maybe the Pac-12 is down this year. Okay. That's all right. But why are you going to eliminate? Because they're down this year, and you don't know that Washington can't. By the way, it was a pretty good football game.
Yeah.
That Washington lost, and they're fifth in the SEC, so they don't. They lost to Auburn, who was
the first game of the year. They're playing on pretty much a road game.
Good, and oh, by the way, on any given Sunday, okay, didn't the Buffalo Bills beat the Minnesota Vikings this year? Oh yeah, they did. They kicked their ass. Oh well, so Minnesota's not worthy. But
Miami just beat the Patriots.
Patriots should be eliminated. Patriots are out. They lost to Miami.
And Miami handles the Patriots at home for whatever reason quite a bit, and it doesn't keep the Patriots from going on and winning the Super Bowl.
That's right.
So
this happens all the time. It can happen. Yeah, you can lose, and maybe Washington is not. Maybe Washington would get their ass. Oh well, they get their ass beat. But you know what? They played the entire season, and I think if you want to know the truth, if you had conference champions in there. It would make the regular season even more important. Everybody says it'll take away from the regular season. No, it won't.
Like
every game will matter in your conference.
If that Apple Cup that was in the snow between Washington State and Washington Mint a chance to go play for a Pac-12 title and a playoff berth. You know how big it was already big as the Apple Cup. You know how much bigger it would get if that was on the line.
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't get it. Oh well, they lost that game, so that really. I mean, teams lose games in college basketball, every sport, hockey, volleyball, you lose. Oh, well, but you still have a chance. There's still a chance. And not college football, though. Not college. For whatever reason, college football has always, in everybody's mind, has been this sacred cow that you can't have, you know, a team that maybe if you slip up in the regular season, boy, you're done. You're done. That's it.
And I think the greatest argument for it, your argument is, how could every other sport be able to do it? How could every other sport be able to do it? And these two are going back and forth in my ear. How could every other sport be able to do it and not college football?
I think
that's the best argument. Everybody else can find a way to get it done. No. But college football has to be the sacred one where you can't do it.
At every level, in every sport, they can get it done, except college football. Oh, well. Hey, wow, here I was thinking they needed to get this John Jackass off the phone yesterday. Didn't know it was this John. Yeah, it was me, Big Aggie Steve. Get this jackass off the phone. Yeah, it was me. Get me off the phone. Well, I was arguing with them. They can suck at those two.
You wasted your time arguing with them? Yeah. I say that because it's not even the entire blitz. I get it was like a watered down version. You still had to get in an argument.
Well, Jerome's not a Jerome.
I'm not questioning
Jerome.
Jerome's
is Marwin Gonzalez.
I'm not questioning
Jerome. Okay, he can come in and he can fill in anywhere.
The question is not about Jerome's ability. Like the blitz in itself, the entire blitz when they're all together is insufferable for some people, like you apparently, because you get triggered by it.
I got triggered by Jerome too. I could get triggered by Jerome, but you know what? I'll go after him. Okay, I'm going to try and strike Marwin out. He might homer off me, but I'm going to try and strike him out. Okay.
Marwin's just tooling around the city just waiting for a contract.
That's Jerome.
While other Astros are getting contracts from other places.
Ask us LSU fan if he's ever stuck his finger in a Bama fan's booty. Maybe it was.
Isn't that part of the admission requirements?
Maybe he did. Renter's Warehouse is what we're talking about now, not fans' booties, not Alabama fans' booty. We're not talking about that. What we're talking about is the peeps, the great peeps over at Renter's Warehouse. Listen, it's the end of the year. You're wondering, how are we going to get through this? We have to sell the house. Well, no, you don't. You don't have to sell it. It could take you, I'm telling you, to get your price. Do you want to take that loss and just settle as opposed to building wealth? Let someone else, this is how people build wealth. They build office buildings and then people rent them out and pay off the cost of building that office building. And when it's all said and done, wow, you own an office building. And when it's all said and done, wow, you still own a house and someone else paid it off. That, my friends, is how you get it done, even to just start. And it may not be, but at the end of the day, if you are going to own that house, that property will be yours. That's like what a wonderful savings vehicle that is for you, as opposed to throwing your money, put it into the house where property, you know what, one thing that rarely ever fails is property value. So if you want to, that's why it's America. This ain't Russia. This is America. We own property. So if you're looking for a great way to own that property and not pay for it, renterswarehouse.com, 713-224-RENT.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Maybe you have a differing opinion, and you're more than welcome to it. It's wrong, but you're more than welcome to your differing opinion. But if you want to get in here and talk about that, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, the number. I saw something last night. Did you see the Hornets game? Did you see the end of the Hornets game?
Yeah, let me know that Michael Jordan's still alive.
He had to give a little crack, a fresh one.
Yeah, who was it? Jeremy Lamb. Who knew he was still playing basketball?
He's alive.
Yeah, he's playing for the Hornets, and they're having not a bad start to their year. They're just a game above 500, but at this point in the East, they're probably going to make the playoffs. Jeremy Lamb makes a long jumper that appears to seal the game for the Hornets. I think 0.3 was on the clock. The Hornets are all excited. They're about to beat the Pistons, so they're all running on the floor. And because there's still time on the clock, they get a technical. And Malik Monk in particular, who's a second-year player, gets a technical. And
well, here's the deal, though. It was on review that he got the technical. They wanted to see whether or not he hit the shot before the buzzer went off, and they see
him running around.
He's running onto the court as the ball is leaving his hand on the other end of the court. The refs never saw that, but they saw it on replay and said, hey, you got too many men on the court. Technical foul. So they shoot a free throw, and luckily it was, you know, there was only 1 point, and they couldn't lose the game. But Michael Jordan is like, he's near the huddle, and he gives him a little crack.
You
know what? You get a fresh one.
No.
That's what you deserve. Do you think he'll sue Michael Jordan, though?
He probably won't. I mean, I guess you can always sue your employer, but it's unlikely the first-round pick would do that to Michael Jordan. Michael's still looked at in high regard. If he was like a regular owner, and Malik Monk got cut, I don't know, at the end of the year. No one's getting sued. Hey, it's a slap on the back of the head.
Do you think that Tillman might give I don't know. Might give Gary Clark a fresh one?
No, he just paid Gary Clark. It would have to be like Hartenstein.
Well, I just paid you. Hey, stop. Don't make boneheaded moves. Here's a little crack for you.
I would crack him in the head for still being outplayed by Daniel House. Why am I giving you the money?
That's true.
When Daniel House is
they cut Daniel House and brought him back when he was their best player off the bench.
If you're Daniel House, you got to look at Gary Clark and the Rockets as a whole and be like,
what the hell?
What are you doing?
What the hell?
I get more time than him. I'm playing better than him. And he gets the guaranteed deal.
Yeah.
And I got to go back between the Rio Grande Vipers and Houston. I don't like those travel miles. I'm driving back and forth. I'm not flying. I feel like it's a oddly placed money considering one guy you actually depend on more than the other.
And you didn't have to do it.
Yeah,
you just did it.
They just did it for whatever reason.
I don't know. Daniel House is like, hey, a little something over here. I want to get paid like the cheerleaders over here.
Does he get the jiggle test?
Well, you don't think that they get jiggle tests?
I don't think.
Hey, you don't think that they go, hey, fat boy, lose some weight over there.
I don't think they say that to Daniel House.
Well, not to Daniel House. Do you think they said that to Pig Miller?
I think he probably got called Fat Boy.
How'd he get the name Pig Miller?
He got that probably in high school for being a big dude. I don't think anyone with the Rockets was. Were we talking about Anthony Miller? Because there are a bunch of Millers who've been fat in the NBA.
That was the Phoenix Sun Miller.
Yeah, we're talking about the other Miller.
Yeah.
I don't think he got called Fat Boy.
You don't think
I
so?
I think Phoenix Sun Miller
got
called
Fat Boy. You think
Big Baby
ever got called Fat Boy? You think Charles Barkley? How about the round mound of rebound?
I think Rondo and Kevin Garnett called Big Baby Davis Fat Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still loved there because he's on a title team. But, yeah, I don't think the only people who love Big Baby are Celtics fans and
LSU.
And Doc Rivers. He loves that guy. He brought him to L.A. when he was even fatter.
And LSU fans love him.
Did they make a tournament with him?
Yeah.
They were pretty good, right?
Yeah.
With him?
Yeah. He got him to, actually, where did Big Baby got him to?
It was him and Ant. There was another guy who got drafted. Was it a Jennings or who never really panned out?
No.
No, it was a big man, a skinny four type, and Big Baby, because of his size, was playing center. But they had like a thin four man who got drafted in the first round. It was the two of them, and that one didn't work out. Who I don't even know where he is.
Big Baby took him to a Final Four.
Final Four, yeah. That's what I want to say. He got him to a Final freaking Four. And that's why he's beloved at LSU. He was still a little heavy, though. I don't want to say fat because that's ugly to be shaming, and we can't do that with our cheerleaders
or
big babies.
I feel like you don't mind calling dudes fat.
No, I don't like that. I don't do that because it's 2018, almost 2019.
I was thinking of Tyus Thomas. I'm thinking about the wrong guy, but Tyus Thomas was on that team too, and he got drafted early and didn't pan out. He didn't do much. He was a six. Garrett Temple was on that team, so they had a lot of talent on that team.
Temple is, if he's not still around, he was just around last year or the year before.
He is He's still in the NBA. He plays for the Grizzlies.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding. All right, Sean is here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Sean, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, man.
I had a couple of things to talk about. The first one was about the college football, how everything is just screwed up, and I believe you. I agree with you 100%. There's a better way and a better solution they can come up with to fix this to where these smaller schools can get into these championships because they're deserved of it as well. Not only Alabama is, but all the other schools are too. I mean, U of H, you know, what's their good one year and they're undefeated. They can't get in because they're in a weaker conference. I mean, that's not fair. And the second question I had is the Astros, are they ever going to look at trying to get Bryce Harper?
Are the Astros going to look at getting – I don't think so. I don't want them to, if you want to know the truth. Committing all that money, that to me looks like a Pujols deal. That looks like an A-Rod deal to me. I don't want any part of it. I mean, dude, at points he hits 235. I mean, I know he's a great player, but none of those big free agent long term deals ever work out. And to commit $350 million to one guy,
he's still in his prime though.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess. But his prime includes seasons where he just disappears. And look at how he contributed to winning in Washington. What did they do? I mean, look at that staff that they had. And they had allegedly the best player in the game. I don't know. I'm just not about it. I don't know. I just don't believe in paying that dude for what he did in Washington and no guarantee that he's going to do it here.
Yep. Two out of the last 3 years, he's hit under 250.
Now 243 and 249.
Now, the power numbers, 34 home runs last year. But, yeah, best player in the game, he's hitting under 250.
Okay, his OPS is under 900 two of the last 3 years and three of the last five. His OPS in 4 years ago, 5 years ago, was 768. I mean, yeah, he's had an OPS that led the league. He's led the league in slugging. He's led the league in on-base. Once. A grand total of once. He led the league in most home runs once.
So what's a reasonable length and deal for a 26-year-old Bryce Harper? Or he'll be 26 during the season. So what would you think is a reasonable deal? Because you know what it's going to come. It's going to be very unreasonable for anyone who signs him. But what do you think is something, okay, I get that, no more than 4 or 5 years, which he's going to get more than?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's reasonable, but, you know, Scott Boras doesn't. I mean, so yeah. You're going to have to pay what and somebody will pay it. That's the problem with baseball is that somebody will come up. Although, you know, I think we've seen last year, we saw really good pitchers sitting there. We've seen really good players. It takes time because teams are getting more fiscally correct. I it's going to take an Angels – a Dodgers, a Yankees, a Red Sox, one of those teams that, and they continually do stuff like this, that will give this guy this kind of money and throw everything out of whack. He doesn't deserve, he doesn't. It was 2015 that he was the MVP. Since then, he doesn't even show up in MVP voting, but once he finished 12th. I mean, is that's really the guy that you're going to commit $35 million a year to?
And we'll talk to Richard Justice at 9 about the Astros offseason plan now. 3, 4, and 5 in the rotation, at least by name only, are probably not going to – well, they're not going to be here. I mean, Lance McCullers is hurt, but Charlie Morton gone. We expect Dallas Keuchel to be gone too. So we'll speak to Richard Justice about what the Astros
plan
is.
Did you see all the comments on Charlie Morton when Lance McCullers retweeted, "Sorry, pal, we're going to miss you, love you, blah, blah, blah." And then there were 1,000 comments about Charlie Morton and leaving. And that dude is going to have his place for here forever.
Well, he did,
I could pay that man his money. I'm okay with the Astros not giving him $15 million a year. I mean, okay, he's going to go to Tampa. He's going to make his money. Does he want to be in Tampa? Probably. He wanted to be here. Yeah. They didn't want to give him the qualifying offer, which was almost $18 million. I get that. I get not paying him. If it was going to be reasonable, you get him for a couple of more years because he's always hurt. He's always on the DL every year. And you just... I just think that Jeff Luhnow is just too smart for that kind of thing. He's been too smart to give up really great player. Well, I say that. He gave up J.D. Martinez. He gave up Hader. He's given up Fultonavich. I mean, They've given up good players. Don't get me wrong, but they, but Jeff Luhnow is going about this the way. And to think that Jeff Luhnow won't get something done, I think we're all. I think everybody is. What's Jeff Luhnow doing? There were all kinds of comments. Well, what is the? What are the Astros doing? Why would you not sign? And why won't you? Why are you sitting on your hands while everybody's doing everything? You know what Jeff Luhnow's doing? Hold. He's William Wallace.
I'm going to need him to.
He's William freaking Wallace. He's our hero.
I need him to be a Leroy Jenkins.
No.
I need him to rush out there.
We don't want him.
And do something.
To be Leroy Jenkins.
I need him.
We want him to be William Wallace.
You want him to get disemboweled and drawn and quartered?
I don't care. It's not me.
Well.
Okay. But, okay. Throw the hanky up in the air when it's all said and done. Did he live by his own principles? Yes. Okay. So thank you. Good night. I want him to be William Wallace. All right. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you are more than welcome to do that. I want to talk about pajamagrams right now. That's what I want to do. Have you seen them? Have you bought your wife? I bought my wife the hoodie footy. She loved it. My daughter loved it. How about this? That a 20-year-old said, no, that's mine. That's how cool they are. And if you're looking to keep her warm this holiday, because when she's cold, good things don't happen. Nothing good happens when your wife is cold or your girlfriend or whomever. Nothing good happens from that. They want to be warm and snuggly, and then good things happen. I'm sorry. So if you're looking for a way to keep her head to toe warm and cozy, it is the Pajamagram Hoodie Footy. Best of all, you don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com. They're affordable. They're wonderful. Tremendously made. They'll last forever. Okay? 100% guaranteed. Tell them Granato with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here and talk to us, you are more than welcome. Astros, Rockets, we got some Texans to talk here. Some interesting stories on the Texans this week to see that we'll get to here. But Terry is here, and shortest waits in the history of radio.
That's bid infringement on your part, but whatever.
It's a fact. There's nothing that we can do about it. Terry, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, just on the Astros front, I mean, I know people are starting to freak out. I mean, I hated to see Charlie Morton go, but, I mean, I don't know what the Astros offer. I think rumors are they offered him like a 1 year plus an option, club option. So I don't know, and I don't know about money details. But, you know, hey, I hate to see him go, but, you know, doesn't he have family living down in the Tampa area or something like that also?
I don't know that. It could well be. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing too. But I don't know if y'all watched, they had loadout on MLB tonight, last night, yesterday. And like he says, don't judge the Astros by what the team is now. Judge them by what they are come opening day. So, you know, we still got about a couple months to make deals. I mean, what was it, last year, the year before? How many of those top free agents were still unsigned come when the new season starts? So, you know, I'm pretty sure he knows what he's doing. You know, he doesn't want to be like the Phillies and go around spending stupid money, like they say. But, you know, be cautious. And I'm right there with you on Bryce Harper. I mean, too much money for too little production, in my opinion. I mean, maybe he'll pick it up when he goes to a different team. I don't know. Maybe he was just frustrated there at Washington because, you know, they never won anything and all that great staff and everything. So, good luck to him wherever he signs. And, you know, hopefully it's not another one of those A-Rod deals where, you know, a team's going to give him $350 million and then not be able to do anything. Well, unless it's the Yankees, because, I mean, they got money just burning everywhere. So just tell everybody, just relax, you know. He knows what he's doing, and give him a chance to make moves, you know, later on in the offseason, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, Terry. I agree. I mean, if you can't trust Jeff Luhnow here, okay, he's the only one of our current GMs that has a championship, that did it. So Jeff Luhnow gets, and by the way, Jeff Luhnow's smart. Let everybody else, yep, pay more, give up more, you know, and while a sit back, sit, wait, and let's, and then let the market play itself out. Even the Yankees regretted the A-Rod deal, though. I mean, even the Yankees, as much money as they've got, they were like, holy crap, we got to get out of this. It just got, remember how horrible it was when he was orange?
Remember? Yeah, and he, in the playoff failures, yeah, he was a disaster. The fans never really accepted him. And it didn't, like I said, it didn't hurt. I mean, it didn't help that he was so bad in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it was a disaster for them. And you pointed out, it generally is for those type of long term deals. You don't want to be paying guys what they were paying A-Rod when he's in his mid-30s. And it turned out when you're on steroids, and you have to get off of them, that's going to hurt your performance as well. Now, what's the plan? Is it all just starting pitching from here on forward? I mean, the talk of catcher and Realmuto and whatever the hell that's going to happen with him. Are we locked in to going to go get two starters? Or is it one starter?
I think it's one big starter. And then you can fill in with would it shock you if Whitley's – Charlie said on his show, 0% chance – yesterday he said this – 0% chance to force Whitley's in the starting rotation at the start of the season. Really? Or the Kyle – 0% chance that Kyle Tucker is in the starting lineup at the start of the season. Really? 0%. I think both those guys got a pretty good shot, as a matter of fact. But just by looking at the Astros right now, and even AJ even said, no, we're gonna give the kid a shot. And why wouldn't you give Forrest Whitley? I know he's a rookie. There are plenty of rookies. Look at the Dodgers this year. A rookie stepped up and was a main cog in their rotation. So I don't know why that would be 0% if the kid is going to be ready. Let him throw. You know what? He's got this is not a training ground, but he's got the kind of talent. He's a top five guy in all of Major League prospects. Those are the kinds of guys that you give a shot, and let's see if they can go. At what point do you do it? If you just because you have a shot at winning it all, that you don't give rookies chances? I disagree wholeheartedly. I think you got to have young guys that are stepping up and overplaying their contracts. And that's why the Astros won. How many guys did they have overplayed their contracts?
It was a career season for many, and that was the question coming into this past season. Could the Astros match what they did in 2017 because of how well those guys played and kind of outplay their contracts? And the answer was pretty much yeah. Now, you didn't win a World Series, but when you add Gerrit Cole, it might make up for some of the lack of production from others. You got better pitching. You got maybe the best pitching performance from your starters in Major League history. It was historic, and it led to an almost second World Series title.
Well, and here's the deal, too, is you're going to go out and you're going to get a guy now. Verlander's here one more year, by the way.
Yeah.
I hope everybody realized Verlander is, after this, is done. Is pretty much done. And as a matter of fact, I heard someone told me, it came right from the horse's mouth, probably goes to Detroit, finishes up, retires a Tiger, and then goes and buys a golf course. That's what he's going to do. And he and Kate are going to make little pictures and models, and they're going to live happily ever after with all their money. And they're going to roll around in their money, and they've got a lot of it. And Justin Verlander is going to play golf every day and probably not have anyone else on his golf course and just live on his golf course and play golf. And that will make him happy. So whoever you pick up now, let's say, and I say Kluber, that would be the kind of move I could certainly see out of Jeff Luhnow. Whether or not he can convince the Indians to give him Corey Kluber because they don't want to be competing with Corey Kluber for an American League championship, that's another story. But that's the kind of move I could see Jeff Luhnow doing, is bringing in all of a sudden, holy crap, You got Corey Kluber in this rotation. And then it's going to be, and then it's Cole and Kluber at the top of the rotation. Then you got to find somebody else. Boy, would that be something if you had Verlander, Kluber, and Cole.
All right. Keep your pants on. Let's wait for Luno to actually do something.
That's my
stop
my
fantasizing. Guy, Jeff.
That's
I know he's
that's
your guy.
My guy Jeff
I know he's your guy, but let's actually have him do it first.
I've got a question about quarterbacks when we come back right here on ESPN 97.5 and see if you can answer this. I got a question about how you're brushing your teeth. It's probably not well. You don't know how to brush your teeth. Harrison, did you use your Quip toothbrush this morning?
I don't have a Quip toothbrush.
Did you brush for 2 minutes this morning?
Of course, always.
You brush for 2 minutes.
Yes.
I mean, how do you know? How do you know it's 2 minutes?
Time, but I try to keep it going. You know, I don't do quick brushes.
Well, I know that I brush for 2 minutes. You know how? Because I've got pulsating bristles. You don't have that.
I gotta get me one.
You absolutely have to get one. Just $25. 20,000 dentists say. And listen, I didn't even know there were 20,000 dentists. They must be going to other countries for this. You don't think that a Quip toothbrush would be awesome? In Venezuela? Yeah. You don't think that they need them there? Yeah. They certainly need them in London. In England, that's for sure. That's why all those people lose their teeth, because they don't have Quip toothbrushes there. All I need you to do is get your Quip toothbrush this holiday season. It will get here in time for Christmas if you go to getquip.com/ESPN975. Have it as a stocking stuffer for just $25, and then your first refill in 3 months is absolutely free, and then about $5 after that every 3 months. Getquip.com/ESPN975.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Answering blurns. Okay. But the biggest point y'all missed was the fact of who owns the playoff. The P5 and Notre Dame do. There's no NCAA on that trophy. That is true. But it's unlike, again, it's not a true championship. Of course they're going to create rules that benefit their members. Of course they are. They have. That's what they're doing right now. Great. And it sucks. We could have a great playoff, but we have this. Oh, by the way, they've gone on record to say they'll never have automatic inclusion because they don't want to go back to the days of the BCS where a 4, 5, or 6 lost team could make it into a BCS game. What 4, 5, or 6 loss made it to a BCS game?
I think he means one of those games that everyone stopped caring about because it was one. If it wasn't 1 versus 2, we didn't care.
Yeah, that was the only one we cared about was the national championship. Who cares? Texas is in the Sugar Bowl now, a New Year's Day bowl. They have 4 losses.
Auburn was there.
What do you mean they'll never do that again? They're doing it this year.
Auburn was there a couple years ago when they played Oklahoma with 4 losses. Eventually wound up with 5, I believe. It happened just because of how it works. If one of your conference members makes the CFP, then they have to be replaced. And it just so happens that Texas is a 4-loss team and they're the replacement. Normally, if Oklahoma hadn't made it, let's say Georgia had beat Alabama and Alabama still made it. So 2 SEC teams, Notre Dame and Clemson, then you would have a 2-loss or a 1-loss Oklahoma team playing somewhere. But they made it, so you have now
Oklahoma would be in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah. So instead you have a 4-loss Texas team.
Right.
There.
Right. And they're in a New Year's Day bowl, same thing. Same as a BCS. It is a BCS game. It's a Sugar Bowl was a BCS game. And Texas is in it. What do you mean you will never? I don't want to go back to the days of that. They're having that right now. So what's the difference? And I don't care what the New Year's Day bowl games are. I care what the playoff is. Isn't that what everybody cares about? That Texas is in the Sugar Bowl. Good for them. They're, you know, great. They're going to the Sugar Bowl and they should be excited about that. Texas is back, folks. So. No.
No.
They're back.
Well, they're back in.
Did you see Tom Herman last night here?
No, I did not.
He was here.
What did he do?
He was at the Touchdown Club Player of the Year. Thank God nothing happened. Jimbo was there. Summy was there. Mike Gundy was there. It was guy after guy. I mean, it was all the assistant coaches. Cale Gundy was there.
They didn't build a wall to keep that Arizona guy from stealing our talent? Summey wasn't banned from Texas?
Summey's grabbing some big talent here.
I'm sure he is.
He went and then he flew his swag plane to Florida.
He's got a swag plane now?
Yeah, he's got a swag
plane. I thought it was the copter.
Now he's got a swag plane.
Arizona doing it right.
You're damn right. Gonna win. You want to win? Or you get a swag plane.
If he gets kids to go from Florida to Arizona, that's a big sell. You don't usually see players, unless I don't want to denigrate the recruiting effort he's doing, but it would normally have to be a player that the Big Three did not want. But if he's getting guys that the Big Three wants to go out to Arizona, kudos to Summey. I don't know the players who he's going after, but that's a big deal.
LSU is pissed they didn't get Grant Cano. Pissed. And they thought that they had him and that he was going to go there. Grant Cano might have been really, really good for them in a pro style offense. He could fling it around and then get you some on his with his legs. It would have been a nice fit.
Nah,
he's got a big arm and a big tall kid.
They probably would have ruined him too, like they do every other quarterback there.
Why do you have to be so negative?
Am I wrong?
What is wrong with you?
Look, Grant Cano did himself a great service deciding not to sign with LSU. Because until that, I don't even know what it is. Because there's been multiple coaches, head coaches, multiple offensive coordinators. Until that program proves they can develop a quarterback, stay away. They should just
incorporate. It's that kind of filthy talk that just makes LSU have Joe Burrow every year.
Well, I'm not the problem.
No,
you are
the problem.
No. In fact, they should hire Paul Johnson to run the
hypocrisy
to run the flex bowl.
The only reason that you badmouth them is so that Miami could look better. Maybe get that quarterback that LSU should have.
Nah, Miami's got their own problems. Speaking of that, Manny Diaz, the new Temple coach, that'll get announced today. But I think they should hire Paul Johnson because they're not going to develop a quarterback. I'm sure they could find a guy who could run the option. I'm sure LSU would be great at that.
Yeah,
but. I don't know. I don't know what the problem is there, but Grant Cano probably did the right thing. But back to Summey, like I said, if he can go to Florida and go get guys, but that's a long way to go for a kid who's probably never been to Arizona before. He's going to have to sell him on living there and sell the family on their kid playing there. And
the last great quarterback to come out of Arizona?
Was there a great quarterback to come out of Arizona?
Him. He's the first.
Yeah. So, I mean, you think about that, what he'd have to do. He had to convince mom and pops and the family to say, yes, most of the time you won't see your son play unless you have the Pac-12 network or you like to stay up late, depending. Well, they have some mid-afternoon games, but it's generally games where you're like, I don't even know. UCLA.
I know their family. They're doing okay. They'll be fine.
Not the Grant Cano. I'm talking about he's going to Florida. Didn't you say he's flying to Florida?
Summey's flying to
That's
Florida.
What I'm saying. Yeah, he's recruiting guys.
Well,
out of Florida.
Here's the deal.
I understand Grant. Yeah. No, he's from Texas. I get it.
Here's the deal is that Louisville, when they fell apart, you know they can recruit Florida. So those kids are all up for grabs.
Yeah.
So he's trying to go. All the vultures are heading there to pick them off.
I get that. The kids who don't go to Miami, Florida State, and Florida, sometimes they wound up in Louisville, particularly the South Florida kids. So. That might be a place. You got to sell yourself. What he has to do is kind of create a movement. Like, hey, Florida, Arizona, get three of them in one class. Maybe have to take a couple kids from the same school just to say, hey, it can be done. And that starts the process.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, it's a long way for those Florida. No question. That's a tough sell. But it's still big-time football. And there's kids out there that were good. Listen, Louisville did a hell of a job for years finding talent down there.
True. Bobby Petrino, Charlie Strong, they both did it.
Had three first-round picks when Texas didn't have a kid in the draft, and that got Charlie Strong to Texas. Unfortunately, that didn't work out.
We got a pertinent question, though, John.
Did Summey and Jimbo scrap?
That is the question. Did they get in a fight?
No, they did not fight.
Over Grant Cano, they didn't get in a fight?
They have great, great respect for each other. Jimbo should just say thank you and go on. Summey built all those facilities and built all of them, and then Jimbo got paid $85 million. Okay?
It's not like Summey didn't get paid quite a bit there.
He did fine.
And Jimbo got paid, let's be clear. Jimbo got paid $75
million. Was it 75?
75 million.
Jimbo got $75 million. Thanks. Summey built it all. He got him in the SEC, built all the facilities,
built up
the stadium, a barber shop, all that locker room the kids want, playroom. They've got games, video games. Here, Jimbo, here's $75
million. And Jimbo's biggest complaint, one of his biggest complaints at Florida State was their alleged lack of dedication to the facilities and the upgrades. And he went to a place that clearly doesn't have that problem.
Yep. Nick Foles.
Well, he did win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And yeah, not many
great NFL quarterback.
Not many universities can say they produced a Super Bowl winner.
Nope. And at Arizona State, Brock. And Jake the Snake.
They did have Jake Plummer. He did make a Heisman. He was a Heisman finalist.
They had Brock. Thank you. Thank you, Arizona State's finest.
Well, as much as Brock will take his crap, take his heat from here, he's still in the league.
Damn right he is.
Still make
he's beating the Patriots.
No, he didn't play in that game.
Well, he's still on the team.
Yeah, he was actually there.
He watched it.
Brock is.
Were you on the team?
No, I was not.
Thank you.
He does have one of the more memorable shots from that. From that celebration where he's just got his hands on his head going, I don't know what I just saw.
No.
There's a gif of him doing that.
Right. Just like after the kick six, the guy that was standing there, the Alabama guy or the Auburn guy that was standing on the sideline.
A tackle. I think his name might have been Avery Young or something. Yeah. He was like, I don't know what happened. So Brock,
I don't know what I just saw.
Brock has the same look.
All right. With that quarterback question that I wanted to ask you on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I want to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. How about this? For years now, John Clay Wolf has been saying, by the way, you can hear him on Saturday mornings right here on ESPN 97.5 from 9 till noon or 8 till noon, whatever it is. Anyway, he's been saying that you can get, if they can't beat the CarMax offer, then he's going to pay you $100. If they can't beat the CarMax offer, he's going to give you $100. Now, add in Texas Direct Auto as well. If he can't beat Texas Direct Auto and CarMax's offer, $100 in your pocket. So you know you got the low price guarantee. Because if it's not from him at GiveMeTheVin.com, then it's going to be from them. So you're going to get the lowest deal. You're not going to get it from your dealership. Sorry. They just don't. That's how they make their money. They give you as little as possible for your trade-in, and then they take thousands off of what they would have taken off anyway on the new car you're buying. That's just not happening. So get the most for your trade-in at GiveMeTheVin.com. At least find out. It doesn't make any sense not to. GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5.